Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Please, composed with love by my nephew, Miles Sebastian. I am a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, are my co-hosts, Kim and Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and more stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Kim's a beautiful woman as well. She's a divorced mother of two. She will share the secrets she's heard men utter about love, relationships, and marriage, and she's learned a lot of this from being a topless dancer in a gentleman's club. She's also a hairdresser and gets her ears filled with gossip there as well. Please feel free to call in with your questions. The call-in number is 646-929-0958. We want to help you with your relationship questions, and if you want to talk to someone who's crossed over, please feel free to call us. We've been getting really good emails and feedback about the show, and thank you so much. I do want to make a little bit of announcement. Yes, I did Gurney's in Montauk this weekend. We had quite a turnout there. It was just unbelievable amounts of people came for readings, and we had holistic healers there. We had other readers. It was wonderful. And I just found out that on August 14th, 2010, between 5 and 7, I've been invited to go to the East Hampton Library for their annual fundraiser. It's an author's night, and they have all kinds of authors. Stuart Wood will be there, Alec Baldwin, and lots of your favorite authors. So I really feel honored that I will be there, and hope I will see some of you that night. Now, Nicole and Kim, we usually try to want to hear what's happening in your love life. Nicole, anything on the horizon for you?
On the horizon, yes, but nothing to speak of just yet.
Okay, but something's good happening. How about Kim? Anything happening in your section of the woods over there?
Why don't you let Nicole run with the ball tonight?
Okay, all right. So she seems to be the one that's going to run with the ball. Okay, but she's a little reticent, so maybe it's a new thing. I haven't really spoken.
I have a friend. That's all it is. I made a friend who is, you know, really cool, and we've been spending some time together and talking, and, you know, nothing serious, just whatever kind of happens.
Great. That's good news. Spring is in the air, and we like to hear that. Now, I know we have a lot of callers, so you can take the first caller.
All right. Cindy, we're going over to Brandy in Texas, and she just wants to know what's in store for her.
Okay.
Hi,
Brandy. You're all the way from Texas, huh?
Yes.
Let's hear that accent a little bit.
How are y'all doing?
Oh, I love it.
We love to hear that. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is going to be a good year for you, by the way. A little bit of anxiety here in the picture, but it looks in the past you've had your share of people that didn't play fair with you in relationships. But this is changing. I mean, there is still one person in the picture that doesn't appear to have let go of you yet.
Oh, really? Who is that? Or
someone who
is it a blonde or brown?
Yeah, it appears to be a blonde, and this is someone who, you know, may resurface, but you're being warned that he hasn't changed.
Oh gosh, that is so right.
Okay, so I mean, you know, people call us. It's funny when we deal with people who are real son of a bitches. Sometimes they just think, oh, if I don't call for 3 months, 3 years, 30 years, they'll forget what I was like.
Oh, gosh.
You're being fully warned not to forget what he was like.
Absolutely not.
But there is a really nice judgment card here, a happy family life. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay, because this is you in the future having a really happy family. This person may have children that's coming into your life, but you're going to be a very strong influence on them because, you know, they need to see what soulmate love looks like. As far as the year goes, looks like you've learned a lot of your karmic lessons. In other words, you have taken a lot of responsibility for your own behavior and have learned a lot. So, you know, we have to stop blaming everything on our mates. You know, what was recently channeled to me is, you know, we all bitch and complain about the lovers we had and how they were drunks or they were this or they were that. But for the most part, what the angels and spirit guides have been saying to me, okay, we understand there's something wrong with them. What's wrong with you that you've tolerated so long? So I think this is our time that we're not going to make excuses for abuse, and I think you're really ready. This is a very loving person coming into the picture, very loving man. What's your birth date for numerology?
January 27th.
Okay. He's really a really good guy coming. You're pretty psychologically strong right now. It seems like you can stand on your own two feet without a man.
And that's I'm getting there, yes.
Yeah, you're getting there, right? That's when the prince comes, when you can finally say, well, I'm pretty good alone, so somebody's going to have to really add to me. This is going to feel like a kind of like a first love again. You're going to go with some innocence into it and not be totally jaded. You know what I mean? There's nothing worse than losing your sense of trust because this is a really good man. When was your last relationship?
It was about 8, 9, 10 months ago.
Okay, so you're finally letting go?
Oh, yeah, he's the blonde that I...
Okay, so you're letting go, right? Okay,
oh, yeah.
Because this is, you stop beating yourself over the head thinking, how could I have been so stupid to get involved with this person? Of course, he's the usual, the prince that becomes the beast. He didn't show you all his colors at first. But this is I just pulled a wonderful soulmate card. You're really going to have someone who you're really going to connect heart, soul, mind, and body with. And it's going to be happening probably within the next few months because there's the falling in love card here. I will give you some hints about this man. He's very successful financially. He's stable. There's none of drinking or extremes of moods or any of that. He's really a very loyal and trustworthy man. Have you been writing down what your ideal soulmate would be like? Have you been thinking
I've
about
already done
that? Okay, good, because that's how the universe knows you're serious. So this looks really, really good. There's a grandmother of yours who passed away. Do you remember her?
My great-grandmother.
Your great-grandma, because she's telling you, when you were a young girl, all she ever really wanted was a happy marriage.
Yeah.
And a happy family life, and that's what's going to be here. And you know, you've had your share of heartbreak. Financially, it should be a better year around September, October. Some things are going to open up for you. Right now, don't worry about money too much. This is going to be a man that wants to marry you, by the way. So I hope you're looking for a marriage. I mean, this is a really good guy. He's the most loving man in the deck, too. So I got the Queen of Cups and the King of Cups. That's the most loving relationship.
Can you tell if he has blonde hair or brown hair?
In this, it looks like dark hair, actually. So this guy has a little bit of dark hair. Definitely the other guy is going to resurface almost when you find this other man because you guys are still pretty telepathically connected. So he'll sense when you're starting to move on. But just again, you know, he's not going to commit to you. He's not going to come to the plate the way you need him to.
Yeah.
But this is a really happy family in the future. So, well,
good luck
to you. And please email us and let us know what happens because we've been getting some emails from people we've been talking to and they're starting to meet people. So we're hoping that you get the love of your life as well.
Oh, thank you so much. What a beautiful reading.
Good luck to you in Texas.
Thank you.
Take care, Brandy.
Okay, bye.
Don't you like when they finally let go? We like to hear that, you know. If it wasn't
yeah.
Time to let go. I think
well, just
we have
to show that she's learned her lessons.
Right, of course. We have another caller, I think.
Well, we do. We're going to go to Patricia, who's calling us from Georgia. And she'd like to know what's in store for her. She's been, it's been 2 years since her last relationship. So she'd like to know if love is on her horizon anytime soon.
Okay, good.
Hello, Patricia.
Hello.
Hi, Patricia. Well, I'm.
Hi.
So you've been doing what women are usually asked to do, to stand on their own 2 feet for a little while.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it doesn't feel so great, but are you starting to like yourself and get to know yourself really well?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I always like when I end a relationship or a relationship ends, I take like a couple of years or so. I think because I always have a little bit left over in my heart from somebody else, but I try to, when I go into another relationship, not to take it in that one.
Okay, and how long were you with that person that you broke up?
Oh, my God. We were off and on for maybe 4 to 5 years.
Okay, because, you know, the relationships really do work in 5-year cycles. So pretty much when we hit every 5-year mark in a relationship, we really have to review, is this going where we want it to go? And certainly look like this man gave you a little bit of a run for your money, but you seem to have emerged very strong. These cards are very good. There's a grandfather coming through. Do you remember one of your grandfathers?
No, I don't. I probably was a little girl when they passed.
Okay, well, your mother's father seems to be the one watching over you right now, and this is a really.
Oh yeah, I met him when I was a small girl, and then he recently passed. I think about 5 years ago.
Right. I mean, he has been watching over you now since he crossed over. By the way, he's the one who's telling me that you're going to have a really, really nice love affair here. The man has a little bit of money. Career-wise, are you happy with what you're doing?
Because yes, I'm an assistant principal of an elementary school.
Good, because money, it looks good, and you keep picking up new skills, which is important.
Mm-hmm.
The universe sees you as a young, smart woman, by the way. And your grandfather's laughing because he said when you were a little girl you had a lot of courage. You've lost some of that now.
I had a lot of what?
Courage. You were a brave little girl. And sometimes life beats us up a little bit. But it takes courage to fall in love, but it's definitely going to be happening. The man that you left 2 years ago, it wasn't that he didn't love you. He just wasn't.
He left me. He went back to the mother of his kids.
He went back where?
He went back to the mother of his children.
Okay, but it wasn't that he didn't care about you.
Okay.
You know, the mother of his children tolerates a lot more crap than you took from him. So,
okay.
You know, he realized that he would have to come up to the plate and be a better man.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people just are not, if we could learn not to take it personally, he wasn't rejecting you. He was rejecting the higher love you had to offer him, which would mean you have to heal and you have to be a better man.
Mm-hmm.
But this is you definitely going to be falling in love pretty much when you're ready. Are you ready now? Because for a while,
I kind of like still have just a little bit of love I need to get rid of from my ex. So, you know, I, like I say, I don't like to take it into another relationship, but I feel myself getting closer than I was before.
Good, because soulmates circle for a period of 5 years. This guy's been actually circling for more than a year already. So, you know, sometime in the next 4 years, I would advise you to say you're ready. Otherwise, the universe will move this soulmate to someone else who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit.
Okay.
So he's pretty much around in your area. Not to worry too much because everything looks really actually very good in your cards. Little bit of moodiness still. Is that because of the breakup? Are you still, like, mourning for the loss of him?
No, I think I'm just a moody person.
Okay. All right. But that's okay. That will change. Nicole or Kim, do you have anything to add here? Because, you know, I know sometimes we've all nurtured our broken hearts. And is there any input you could put in for her that she might be able to speed up this process of getting over him?
Oh, I would say that you don't have to stop loving him. You can put the love aside and let somebody else into your heart, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
Right, because
he's like recently, like last, I think 2 weeks ago, he called saying want me to visit. So I was like, I might, but I'm not looking at visiting.
Yeah. Again, sometimes the universe will sometimes bring us a soulmate sooner than we may think we're ready. But
mm-hmm.
a true soulmate sort of bypasses our intellect. We don't have time to fall in love. We meet this person and, oh, my God, we're in love. So
mm-hmm.
sometimes that looks like it's going to happen, like, for you.
Okay.
You might not feel ready for, like, another year, but he might be brought anyway. And,
mm-hmm.
and he's a really good man, though. I mean, he's easy to talk to. He appears to be very generous. He's kind. He's very kind. And, you know, what your grandfather is saying is you have to learn to say things a little nicer sometimes. In your family, not everybody says things nice. And if you could learn that would be helpful. I mean, I
know. My family always tell me, like, you're so cold, because some things that I say. But I'm just a person who just tells it like it is, I guess.
I know,
I need to learn more tact.
Yes, that's what your grandfather says. You don't come from the most tactful people. You are truthful and honest and actually refreshing to a lot of people. But, you know, I always say let's temper our honesty with a little kindness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, or a sense of humor. A dose of humor helps. But, you know, it is your strong point that you're honest. But sometimes, you know, you were too honest for the man in the past. He would have liked it better if he could lie more and you would lie back and not really tell him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You scared him off a little bit, but that's okay. We don't want people that we have to, you know, allow them to lie to us. So, again, your grandfather is very proud of you. He's a little bit apologetic. He didn't know you better on Earth, but
mm-hmm.
he seems to know you very well. He's been hanging around you, so,
okay.
You know, so get to know him. He's a good spirit. He's very kind. He promises to give you a sign or two in the next few days, and, you know, you can try to connect with him a little bit.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and let us
know.
Well,
thank you.
We really love to hear from people around the country. Your accents are so delightful for us. I hope we don't scare you away with our New York ones.
No.
Okay, Nicole, I think we have another caller.
Thank you.
We do. Thank you very much, Patricia. All right, yes, and actually we're going to a familiar voice. We are going to Carrie, who last time she was on the show said how much she fell off the ladder. So,
I love her expression that she fell off the ladder. I have to remember to write that down because, you know, those are one of the things I like to, you know, remember when I do lectures, you know, if you fall off the ladder, it's okay. You can get back on.
It's okay. It's okay. But all right, so we're going to go to Carrie. Hello, Carrie. You're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Cindy. How are you?
I love you. You're such a colorful person. And actually, we get nice emails. I got nice emails about you that the people were actually asking how you were. And I actually had to email saying, I don't know. We haven't heard from her. So you must have heard them asking how you were.
Yes, I did. And, you know, when somebody going through the rough times, it's like I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to talk. I don't know what to do. I'm lost in myself. And that's what the reason I'm calling, because I don't know who am I, you know, and I don't know if I should go stay with my husband. I don't know if I'm on the right page. I'm very, very lost right now.
Okay. Now, I will tell you something that was channeled to me. If for more than a period of 1 year, we keep feeling every day we don't know if we should stay or we should go, it's usually a sign that we should go. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going forever, but it may be that you and your husband both need to learn some things apart. And, you know, I was married for 29 years, and there probably wasn't more than a month or two where I didn't want out and didn't consistently feel that way. And, you know, sometimes that feeling, there's no place worse than being in a marriage you don't know whether you want to be in it or not. And I know you were working at trying to connect with each other, but what happened that you guys sort of grew apart, or that it, you know, you stopped communicating? Was there a particular incident, or it just seemed like he doesn't want to connect or you don't want to?
Well, right now he's very interesting, and like, I don't know if you remember, like back a year ago, one of the problems we had with financial situation that he never took care of the bills and anything, but now he's doing it. But now it's kind of like the spark is gone. I don't feel like I'm interested in him, even if I want to love him, because he is a good guy, you know. It's very easy to be with him. Is there any woman would like to be with him? But it's like we don't have that emotions anymore. And I don't know if you can see me in there. I said, what should I do? You know, should I keep working out harder or just walk away?
Well, again, this is something that you have the world opening up, which means anything you want in the next 5 years is yours, but you're giving the universe such mixed messages, they don't have a clue how to help you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you feel lost right now, because your angels and guides are like, Carrie, we don't know what you want. If you told us you wanted out of the marriage, we would find a way to help you get out without drama and trauma. If you really put 2 feet in it, we could guide you how to make it work. But this sort of 1 foot in, 1 foot out makes it impossible for the universe to help you. And I know how difficult it is to make a decision, but do you love him with your heart? Does your heart feel love for him?
That's what I have to discover.
Wait, that's a pregnant pause there, huh?
That was a long pause, baby.
Well, how about with your soul? Do you feel he helps you feel like you can accomplish everything you need to accomplish? He brings out the best.
You know, when he started going out, because he always home, so I know he always at home. He always taking care of his daughter, you know, and he never goes out like with friends or anything. But he started go out like last couple of weeks. And I kind of, like, feel something like I'm happy for him, and I feel like I really miss him.
Right. So, in other words, when I did a television show recently in the Hamptons, it airs on cable television 12 o'clock in New York, in Suffolk County, on Mondays, 12 in the afternoon. One of the things that was important to keep a relationship sizzling is that you both have some separate interests. That he does have friends of his own and things that he does. And then you have some separate interests so that when you come together, there's something interesting to talk about. So you find him more interesting when he goes out a little bit? Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
Right. And that's important. And perhaps that's a first step for him to realize that, you know, you guys can have a marriage, but he also needs a life of his own. And do you have interests of your own? Right, so that's an important step for you. Are you connecting physically with him anymore? Is there a sex life going on there?
Well, he lost 20 pounds, so he's in pretty good shape now.
So he's a hottie now, huh?
Yeah. We're talking about working out and stuff, and we never be able to talk about that.
You know what? You can see he's made some very positive changes in this year. If he's gotten in shape and he's starting to feel better about himself. How about with his mind? Do you guys have interesting conversations, or is that the problem? You don't communicate?
Yeah. No. I don't feel any conversation with him to talk about it. I feel like I'm not trustful to him, so I'm prefer not talking about the stuff sometimes. I kind of lie constantly because I don't want to get him upset.
The lying is what the problem is because, you know, sometimes when we married a person who we didn't know who we were or, you know, we end up having to lie a lot because the person actually doesn't like us when they find out who we really are. So that kind of lying is not healthy. It doesn't feel good. And, Kim, I want you to, like, talk about what you think she should do about the lying. I know, you're pretty good at judging when somebody's not being themselves.
Well, I know Carrie, and I love Carrie no matter what. And I think deep down in her heart she has the answer.
And whatever she chooses to do, I'm in full support of that. So, and I think she's a wonderful, beautiful, intelligent woman that deserves the best in life that life has to offer.
And how about when you have conversations? Is it easy for you to talk with her? Do you guys have interesting discussions?
Oh, absolutely. I think we talk pretty honestly and open.
Yeah. Okay, so Carrie, what kind of things do you lie to your husband about? Is it what you're spending money, or is it, sometimes, women have to lie to men, or men have to lie to women about their money spending if the person, is difficult that way, or do you lie about where you're going? What is it that you're lying about?
Yeah, I'm lying where I'm going, I'm lying about if I see my friends too often, because he will get jealous that I'm seeing them, that I make time for my friends and I'm not making time for him. I'm lying about Fridays if I go to happy hour. I'm not telling him that I'm going to happy hour. I'm lying if I get out of early school. I go with friends to visit them. And
this is an important thing. People, even though they're married or in a relationship, they do need their own time and space with their friends. And, I know with my husband, I was married, he really resented when I had friends or had to go somewhere with them. And I felt like a little kid asking my parent if I could go out. I mean, basically what I would tell you to do is start being honest with him, telling you to go to happy hour. If he wants to have a hissy fit and go crazy, so let him. But you will feel better about yourself. And you'll have to say, look, if you can't live with this, then we're not meant to be with each other. Part of it is just stopping hiding. It's like, you're running this master-slave archetype where he owns you or he's daddy to a bad girl. That never feels good when someone becomes our parent. Nicole, do you have something to say on that? Have you ever been in a relationship where you felt somebody was your parent and you had to lie where you were going?
I have been in relationships like that, but... the only thing that I could ever possibly say about that is that lying just doesn't really pay. It winds up making the situation worse, even though you think that you're doing it for the best of reasons. That initial lie and then that cover-up of a lie and the cover-up of the cover-up is just, it's too much work at the end of the day. It's better just to go with, this is what I'm doing and you're not my dad, versus, this is what I want to do and now I'm going to make up an excuse for why I want to do it.
Right, and that's important, because that's what really destroyed my marriage, was that my husband had too much of a rein on me, too much of a, even if someone was inviting me to go somewhere to hear a lecture or if something for my career that would have been helpful, if it was a man who wanted to set something up, because, as a writer or something, I would have men who would want to do workshops with me, and it was on the up and up, it was about doing that. But I would have to decline from that offer because he would have a fit. So this kind of thing isn't good for our career. It's not good for us personally. So, my advice to you is start telling the truth. He either likes Carrie or he doesn't like you. Sometimes what happens is you married me, now you're trying to change me. So that's an important thing. You can't really change a person. And if your friends and going out is important to you, then he has to honor that. And I don't know if anybody else has anything to add to that, but telling the truth is paramount.
Cindy, do you see me anywhere on my future in there?
I see you in the future actually pretty much, making a decision within a year what you're going to be doing as far as your marriage, whether you're going to stay or go. I see big changes in your life, the changes that only you can make, and a lot of happiness in the future, but it's you, realizing that, looking inward and stop, crying and try to figure out where you want to go. In the future, I see you as a mother, but I wouldn't advocate you having a child with your husband unless the two of you get on the same page. It isn't going to be easy for you to walk away, but you really are starting to be very strong, and the anxiety that you're feeling can't be stopped. Anxiety becomes a dark angel telling you, Carrie, you're not in a place you want to be. And you've been married how many years now?
5.
Okay, because relationships work in that 5-year cycle, but cycle. So God's asking you, Carrie, if you're going to start opening up this next 5 years with him, be honest. If he doesn't like what you're doing, then let him be the one who divorces you. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Leave it in his hands. It's his choice. This is who you are. This is what you're doing. You can either accept it and love me and we can have a marriage, or you can choose to leave it, but I can't lie to you. You want to stop with feeling like a bad little girl. You know, you're Spanish. Those patriarchal cultures, like Italian and Spanish, we came from our father's property to our husband's property. We have to stop that. They can't treat us like a child. And you're young yet. By the time you get into your 40s and somebody's treating you like a child, you just can't take it anymore.
Okay.
Good luck to you, and let us know what happens, and thanks for sharing with us your information.
Thank you. I'm going to try to claim that letter, okay? Again.
Okay.
I love you, girls. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
We love you, Carrie. Talk to you soon.
Do we have another caller? I'm not sure.
Yes, we do have another caller. We are going to Philadelphia right now. We're going to speak to Lynette. And right now, Lynette is currently in a relationship, and she'd like to know where it's going.
Oh, that's a good question. We like those.
Yeah.
We like the people in relationships.
Oh, yes. Lynette, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Lynette. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. How long have you been in this current relationship now?
A year now.
Okay. So that's a good amount of time here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a younger person who passed away that wants to talk to you. Do you know who that is? It's a young man.
I do know someone that passed away recently.
Yeah. Right. This is a very recent death. This person is resting in peace, by the way.
Very good.
How recent is this? Because it seems really recent.
2010, so it was 2008.
Okay, because this person, it seems a little more recent than that, only because it took a long time for this person to cross over, which meant sort of walk the earth for a while, but finally did just cross over. You've had a bad relationship in the past, it looks like here. But this relationship has potential to be a very good one. Have you forgiven the past relationship that didn't work very well?
Yes.
Okay, that's important. And you've been together a year, so at this point you should have pretty strong feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love this person with your heart?
Very much so.
Okay, because there's a lot of love in this picture. How about your soul? He makes you feel like you can accomplish everything you need to?
Yes, I feel like we can do things together. I see a future.
Right, and your mind, you like the way he thinks?
Yes, very much so.
And how about your bodies? You guys have a good chemistry together?
Yes.
Does this
really, very good.
This relationship looks like it has potential to really go forward. Both of you have been hurt, though, so you're both a little bit holding back.
Right. That's what I think he's doing.
Well, he's been hurt before. I mean, I don't know if he told you, but this is a pretty bad hurt.
Yes.
Looks like he's been cheated on by somebody, and it was really bad.
Has he told you about that?
Yes. I mean, their relationship got really, really bad. And she made a lot of excuses for her abuse and tolerated a lot of nonsense from her.
Oh, yes.
And it was really, really toxic. And, you know, he's a nice man, by the way, and you're a nice woman. And how do nice people get involved with such toxic people?
Good question.
It's because we don't see evil. We don't see that they're lying. We don't see that they're manipulating us. By the time we figure out we're loyal to a fault, we're loyal to people who don't deserve our loyalty.
Right.
And, you know, he thought he was going to rescue her. And unfortunately, if we play rescuer, it's always dysfunctional, and we end up being their victim and being persecuted by them. Both of you are still waiting. Hey, is this the prince or the princess, or are they going to turn into the beast? Pretty much, what you see is what you get. Both of you are very similar in the fact that you didn't see how bad these people were that you got involved with.
Oh, my gosh. It's like you walked through my whole life. Go on. I'm listening.
Right. And so now the universe has said, look, you're two people who are really good to a fault. And now, you know, we've brought you two people to be together, and you can trust each other. You know, a year, the beast, the man who becomes the beast, can't usually be nice for more than 3 to 6 months. They'll usually marry us quickly, so, you know, after that they can show us their true colors.
Right.
Both of you can feel safe to start telling him how much you love him. Have you said the words yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Is he having trouble saying them back?
He said it. He has said it, but not as much as I have, right?
Okay.
I know
again,
he's holding back.
He's holding back. But you guys are soulmates, and, you know, all love starts out looking like soulmate love. It all starts out looking good, but pretty soon it drags down the ladder of love to pretty toxic or mediocre. This love should stay up there as long as you guys, you know, work at communicating, talking. He is getting a little scared. He is a little afraid to take it to the next level. But, you know, pretty much as the longer you're together, the more he's going to see that you are who you say you are. You know, she took him over the coals financially. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
So he's a little afraid that, oh, my God, if I get involved with you, you're going to, like, you know, destroy me financially. I mean, he likes that you're independent, you know, financially, that you work and things.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy about that. So in the next, you know, 5 years, by the time you hit the five-year mark, you guys are going to be really pretty solid here. I mean, it's going to get better and better. Just be a little patient with him. He had a grandmother he was very close with. Did he ever talk to you about her?
No.
Because
no.
She's basically saying he's a good guy. Just, you know, give him a little time. And you keep saying the words that you love him. Don't be afraid that he's, you know, people get, at first, are a little afraid. You know, any person I've ever had in my life, I tend to tell them I love them a lot. Get a little taken back at first by it, but then pretty soon, if I'm not saying it 10 times a day, they're like, well, don't you love me anymore? So people get used to hearing the words.
Right.
I'm wondering if Nicole and Kim have anything to add, because, you know, this does sound to me like a good relationship.
Well, I guess the only thing that I would really add to it is just that for whatever the two of you have gone through separately in your lives, you know, some people get lucky enough to experience a soulmate love. Some people forever stay guarded from it and prevent themselves from you know, achieving that soulmate kind of love. And, you know, the universe, it has its way of taking care of these things, you know, and all you have to do is have a little bit of faith and a little bit of trust and just realize that when love comes your way, you kind of have to grab it with both hands and, you know, just abandon all sense of fear and just go with it. Enjoy the ride. You know, if the ride isn't what you thought it was, then there's going to be another ride that's, you know, more suited towards you on its way. But at the very least, you know that you grabbed a hold of it with both hands. You gave it everything you got. And, you know, it had the best chance to, you know, to really last for you because of the fact that you risked on love.
Right, and that
right.
You took a chance. And, you know, the way that we begin a relationship is the way it will be at the end. So, you know, try to, you know, maybe send him some sexy emails or texts and, you know, loving messages so that he begins to know that you're a woman who really is who she says she is. And that,
yeah, because he mentions a lot. He has mentioned a lot. He wants to see if I'm crazy.
Yeah, well, that's what I call, well, you could tell him this, and he'll get a laugh out of it. That's why I say the Beauty and the Beast story is totally wrong. It's never the beast that becomes the prince. It's the prince, the princess that become the beast. And
right.
He wants to know if you're the beast. And we've all been there. Kim's been there, or Nicole's been there. I've been there. We're smart women. How did we get fooled? He's a smart man. How did he get fooled? Because the Judeo-Christian tradition of the last 5,000 years has told us, see the good in people. You know,
right.
So we see the good in people, and we just pretend the bad doesn't exist. And now, you know, he's just wanted to make sure, look, my judgment was so bad the last time.
Right.
But again, you're older, you're wiser. You did learn something. You did learn not to be loyal to people who don't deserve our loyalty. He did get out of the relationship. And also, both of you were hooked up with pathological liars. And, you know, that's because we don't see evil. And you know, in a room full of like 100 men, the pathological liars scope out the room. The first 10 women they tell their bullshit to, the women say, "You're a liar. You don't have money. You're a fool." And they go, "Okay."
Right.
And then they come up to us and they, you know, tell us 10 lies in an hour. We believe it. And they go, "Oh, she's a liar."
Right.
Let me get her. You know what I mean? Okay, there's one
okay.
for me.
So do you see marriage in the play?
I see
down
that
the
you
line?
Guys can be married. I see you guys can be married. Both of you, I usually advise couples to wait several years before marriage because...
Oh, I plan on it.
Usually by the time you hit the five-year mark, you either know what you got or you don't. Do you know what I mean? So
right.
people really show all their colors in about a five-year period. So
right.
if you could, you know, give it a few more years and then, you know, at that five-year mark, you'll know if it's meant to be or not to be forever. And, you know, he really is a good man, by the way. This is a really good man.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
He's got a kind heart. You know, but problem is that we with kind hearts are too forgiving. You know, old souls are very forgiving. Someone runs us over the Mack truck, we go, you know, it's okay. You're sorry, okay, so what, you're drunk. You know, it's not okay. We've got to
right.
stop saying it's okay. It's not okay you run me over. And we're just too forgiving, and we do make too many excuses for abuse. But the two of you are both really good human beings. And if you could just show him consistently on a day-to-day basis that you're good. We all have bad days. We all get mean. Humans by nature have our mean streak. Okay, if you're mean, you've got your period, you're in a bad mood, you're entitled to that. But you have to
right.
pretty quickly say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong. Forgive me, and I try not to do it again." Do it. That's what shows us, okay, you know you did something wrong. We're going to all have a bad day, but we can't be proud of it. Do you know what I mean? We can't say, "Oh, it's okay for me to be a rageaholic and scream and throw things at you." That's not okay.
Right.
So
right.
he is a good man. You know, just, you know, send him lots of love and, you know, show him on a day-to-day basis that you are who you say you are. And that'll, after a while, that's all we can, you know, be consistent day to day. But I'm
right.
so glad to hear someone who's got a good man. Hooray. And again, for those of you out there bitching that your man is bad, he's a drunk, he cheats, he does this. Okay, we know he stinks. What's your excuse for staying with him? You know,
exactly.
we're the ones who draw the boundaries. And, you know, please let us know how it progresses. And, oh, good luck. We love these stories.
Thank you, and I will. I promise.
Good.
Thank you
so
very
much. Enjoy Philadelphia.
Hey, take care. Thanks. Bye.
Good night, Lynette.
Did we so far do all the callers?
Yeah, we
okay.
hit everybody soon.
Okay, good, because I wanted a little time today for us to talk about, you know, when people are in a new relationship, what are some of the things we can do to make that relationship go our way? I mean, is there, you know, we know how to really mess up relationships, but how can we keep them, you know, going the right way? Kim, do you have any suggestions for, you know, we've got a couple
well,
of people.
I'd say after the last 2 weeks of disastrous meetings of men and the lying and the cheating and everything else, I would say that your best bet is just to be honest. If the relationship is based on honesty in the beginning, it's so much easier to continue with the honesty. If you start with your little white lies and, you know, the omissions of truth and just the inconsistencies and disloyalty in the beginning, you know, everybody wants a tremendous relationship, but you have to put the work and the honesty into it. It's really not that hard to be honest, folks.
No, and that's...
If you want a true, honest relationship and you desire that from your partner, you need to put it into the relationship yourself.
And we also have to stop being... You know, we all had parents who loved us very conditionally, and conditional love makes you lie because, you know, if your parents... You were lying about who we are. They don't like who we are. You know, if you don't believe in the same things your parents believe in, you learn to be a liar, or you're so afraid you're going to get beaten or smacked or screamed at when you've made a mistake that you tend to lie. We can't duplicate that in our adult relationships. You know, like what Carrie was talking about is he's being a daddy to her. Of course you're going to lie at first. You know, sometimes we just don't want to hear it. So if, you know, in the beginning, you're being yourself, and if you're a person who likes to go out with your friends, and in the beginning that, you know, your mate, your lover doesn't like it, well, it isn't going to work in the long haul. So you might as well get that all out in the open. If you don't, this is who I am. And, you know, the honesty is right. That is the number one thing. Be who you are and be honest. That's a great suggestion.
And I would say if somebody doesn't want to take you as you are in full honesty, then that person isn't really for you.
And that's it. And if we can stand on our own two feet, we'll say, okay, it was nice, and I'm sorry it didn't work. I enjoyed our few dates. You know, it was, you know, I'm glad I got to meet you, but, you know, it isn't going to work. And if that person starts saying, well, I can change, I can do this, well, you can give them a chance. But, you know, pretty quickly they're either going to show they can change or that they can't. So we might as well go in there being who we are, because somewhere along the line it's going to come back to bite us if we try to be somebody else. Now, Nicole, who's sort of got this new thing blossoming, is there something that you're trying to do different this time around? It seems like you're taking it slow, which is good.
No, I'm not putting pressure on anything. You know, I don't... Right now, I mean, as everybody's heard me talk about for the last year, you know, the important thing for me right now is work and my career. And ironically enough, the most important thing to this particular person that I'm speaking to is the same. So, you know, that's actually very, very, you know, good for both of us, because we're both not really, you know, spending a whole lot of time, you know, talking about anything other than just, you know, being friends and you know, having some fun and you know, talking and, you know, having a few laughs at this point. The only thing that I'm really doing differently in, you know, this time around is, I mean, aside from, you know, what Kim said as far as honesty and everything else, I'm also trying to leave, I guess the only way that I can really say it is, you know, previous baggage, you know, like anybody that has ever hurt me before, you know, any of the pains I've ever felt from anybody else that I was ever with. I'm not holding the current person responsible for the wrongdoings or for the hurts of anybody else. You know, I mean, because I've been in, you know, some really, really great, fantastic relationships, and I've been in some not-so-fantastic relationships, and it's really, really hard sometimes to let your guard down, because you're always afraid of getting that hurt again. You know, you're always afraid of just getting into something and being in over your head again, and, you know, you don't want to make the same mistakes before, but sometimes you're just unclear as to what your mistakes really were. And as far as this particular situation goes, you know, I'm just taking it day by day. You know, I'm not putting any pressure on anything. And, you know, I'm just letting the past be the past and letting the future be the future and letting the present be the present. And I'm holding nobody responsible for what happens in, you know, in my present or my future but me. So
Very refreshing attitude, really, because most, you can see with the woman we were just speaking to from Philadelphia, both of them are sort of holding back because they've been hurt in the past. You know, both of them are really, you know, are trying not to love each other as much or just fearful. But we do have to sort of learn the lessons and take responsibility for why we allowed it to happen. Again, I can say, look, people are going to push and do whatever they can get away with. If a person thinks they can get away with cheating on us and lying and, you know, not being a good business partner with us, they'll do it. And we have to draw the line. And if we don't, and we let them get away with it for months, years, whatever, there's nobody to blame but us. So, like, stop blaming the other person. We tolerate it. Carrie is tolerating her husband making her, you know, feel like a little girl. She's allowing him to do that. The only thing she could do is now not allow it. And that's the whole point, taking responsibility for us. And if you learn from the past, you will let it go. But you only learn from it when you have to admit, I didn't see the writing on the wall, or I allowed it to get so far off course. So we've got honesty. We've got, you know, not letting the loves from the past get in the way. How about your communication? Are you working, Nicole, on communicating?
Yes, I most definitely am. In my previous long-term relationship, I had definite communication issues, and, you know, I really expected, you know, my ex to be a mind reader sometimes, you know, and know just automatically what was in my head, and that wasn't really the right thing to put somebody through, you know, I mean, because, you know, she wasn't a mind reader, and she can't do that,
And as much as we were on the same page sometimes, you know, nobody knows what's going in your head, you know, 24/7. So, you know, like I said, I'm not in a relationship, you know, by any means. But if whatever I'm talking, you know, to this person about does become a relationship at any point in time, I think definitely I'm definitely taking the right steps into just keeping open lines of communication and not being afraid to say what's on my mind. And I think I've done that pretty successfully so far, and it's something that, that you know, she's expressed that she definitely appreciates. And right now, it's actually kind of perfect because we're both on the understanding that, you know what, I've obviously, you know, everybody, and I know that Kim and I have talked about this, you know, to a great extent about how people come in and out of your life for a reason. You know, I definitely met the girl for a reason, whether or not it's to be in a relationship with her or whether or not it's just to, you know, be friends with her or just meet her for a short period of time and then let her go her way and let me go my way. Either way, we met for a specific reason, and that reason is going to manifest itself, you know, only over time. And I know that sometimes when people search for love, I mean, like, I want love, you know, too. Sometimes when people search for love, it's like, you know, they'll grasp onto anything and mistake it for love.
Well, they find the man that fits the plan, or the woman that fits the plan. They want to be married next year and have a baby, so.
Exactly,
the next sucker that walks through the door.
Well, in the lesbian community, it's hysterical because, I mean, you could ask any lesbian this. It's like, you know, they have this expression about lesbians with U-Hauls, about how, you know, on the second date, that you know, the lesbian is bringing a U-Haul and anything, you know, and everything else. So I would just also advise people, just don't jump into anything. Let things happen naturally. If they're meant to be, they're going to be. If they're not meant to be, then they're not meant to be, and you should be grateful for the fact that nature is preventing you from making what could be, you know, a very large mistake. You know, sometimes nature just knows better than us, and if you let nature run its course, you're more likely to get the desired result.
Excellent. Now, Kim, do you have any other suggestions for anybody out there with a new relationship, what they can do?
I don't know. In the beginning of relationships, I laugh about this because I've just currently been dating a lot of people. Look for red flags. I don't mean to be so pessimistic.
That's
but,
look for the
you know,
red flags.
Sometimes I see a red flag, and I'm like, well, and I question it, and it's there, and it's, you know, right in front of my face. And it's always confirmed that the red flag is there by one way or the other. But I'm really not desperate to be in a relationship. And after the last couple weeks of lying married men, and seeing just disastrous marriages, it just confirms for me that commitment to me means so much more than marriage. And don't be in such a hurry to get married, folks. Try commitment first.
Right. That's,
you know?
That's the best advice I've heard, like, all year. People are, you know, we don't want those committed commitment phobics. Those are the people that are married but not really committed. They've got one foot in, one foot out. They're cheating. They're lying. They're manipulating. So, you know, commitment first. Put 2 feet in it. No relationship will blossom or go anywhere if you don't stick 2 feet in it. So,
and, you know, I speak for myself when, you know, I have this whole thing. And, you know, if people ask me, will you get married again? I said, absolutely not. I don't believe in marriage for me. But I believe in commitment more so.
But you do believe in the sacred marriage of heart, soul, mind, body. That's
yes.
The marriage that you believe in, not necessarily the business arrangement, the piece of paper.
Right, because I see so much, and it's a little disappointing. I don't mean to have a skewed attitude, but I believe in love. I have faith in love and commitment. And if you start out with that, you know, and you put your 2 feet in and you really, really work on the commitment.
And you be honest and you be yourself. Those are really important. You tell the truth. Then it's going to start, and you know, you be friends first. Like Nicole seems like she's trying to be friends and speak to your friends, because we speak much nicer to our friends than to our lovers. So if we start out by being friends, we won't turn into that, like, oh, you love me, so now I could, you know, be really, you know, nasty with my talking. So starting out slow and being friends first is a good place also. And in general, if you're starting a new relationship, we would advocate not doing it with a married person. Because, yeah, there's the one in a gazillion, you know, and he's just not that into it. Yeah, there's the one in a gazillion who breaks the rules and maybe will leave his wife or leave her husband for you. but it may not happen. And so probably starting out with a person who's free, you know, baggage free, they don't have, you know, a person, you know, even the, you know, a lot of men, well, I have a girlfriend, but it's not working. So, you know, I just want to date you too. I mean, get rid of the old girlfriend first or, you know, whatever. So those are important things to do. Nicole, do you have any other suggestions, something you're working on doing that you're doing differently this time around?
Let me see. I've worked on my communication skills.
Absolutely. Are you telling her that you like her, though? Are you letting her, you know, are you giving her the, you know, the vibes that you might want more?
Yes.
You know, there is a point where you know, you got to, you know, I mean, do you have chemistry with her? Do you feel that could go somewhere? I mean, do you feel a chemistry when you're with her?
I guess there is a chemistry.
Obviously,
there.
She's stuttering.
Well, you never know who's listening, and you don't want to air all your dirty laundry.
Yeah, pretty much. That's where I'm at right now. I really have no idea.
Well, chemistry is good.
No,
well, I do have to remind people: don't jump into sex so quickly.
No.
I'm not reminding Nicole. That's her own choice, and everybody has free will. But what I say is sometimes sex, even though it's for fun and all that, it does become a sacred part, sharing a gift with somebody, and feelings do develop when you do have sex. Anybody could say they don't, but over the course of time, they develop. So unless, you know, you really want to commit to this person, be a little cautious about who you're having sex with.
And not only that, we exchange energies anytime someone touches us, let alone touches us in intimate places. Be sure you want to exchange energy with that person. You know, we do get some of their DNA, they get some of ours. We exchange an energy. So
you make it sound so clinical, Cindy. My
well,
God.
You know what, Cindy? It doesn't look like I'm getting laid anytime soon, considering
like
my circumstances.
And I would just like to say that, no, I'm not having sex with anybody.
Oh, well, okay. But
just in case somebody is out there, I'm not having sex.
But it always troubles me. Some of the people that are the most finicky, like you see them, they don't like people to touch them if they don't know well, but they'll have sex with strangers. I don't get that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well,
you know, how they people have made sex as if it's not intimate is being.
Well,
you know,
for me, sex is a gift. Sharing my body with someone is definitely a gift. And if you perceive yourself with, you know, such high esteem, then, you know, the right person will wait and they won't be disappointed in the end. I don't believe so.
So we do have some time for shout-outs. I'd like to thank everyone who came to Gurney's. Thank you so much for all your support. How about Kim? You have a shout-out today?
Yes, I want to say thank you to Daytona today. He got me the new Lady Antebellum CD, which is a new country CD album.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And he was right. And I hate that.
He was right,
To the married man who lied to me and said he wasn't married. Well, I guess that'll come back to haunt you eventually someday. And I want to say thank you to Larry for taping and supporting every show we do. And I love you and thank you for your support. And Carrie, I love you so much, baby girl. And I love you all.
Okay, how about Nicole?
I'm just going to say thank you to all of our listeners and to everybody that puts up with me in the green room over there. And that's it. I hope that everybody followed some pretty good advice tonight. So,
well, great. And good luck in your new relationships and work on the old ones to make them better. And we'll speak to you next week and have a great week and enjoy spring. The weather is beautiful today and hopefully it'll be great tomorrow. Talk to you soon, everybody. Bye.
Good night.